Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We've been discussing B'siyata D'shmaya, the Inyan of Ikidashto, the mitzvah to sanctify the Kohen. We spoke about how the mitzvah is lahavdil, to separate the Kohen, make him special, that he knows, that he should know that he's the one who's makrif the Karbanos, lahachinam lekarban, lahachnisam, so different lashonos. And the way to do that, the way to make him, to separate him, to make him special, is to, that he should get the first aliyah, and he should be the first one to be mezamein, and he should get the first portion of food, etc. Ad kan tamsis shebetamsis mimashal amadu bashiur hakodim. And now we will proceed further b'tziyata d'shmaya. The rosh nidarim daf samach beis, and again we are following along the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Agon Agadol Amufla v'Amuflog of Manzitzal, Rosh Nedarim Daf Samach Beis writes, and what it says there, Midivar Rav Yishma, what does it mean, V'kidashtoi, L'chol Dover Shebekdusha, you have to be marked in the coin, L'ftoach Rishon, Varech Rishon, Litomani Yafir Rishon. So the Rosh writes, Shelakol Dover Shebekdusha, Hainu Dover Sheyera'eg Gadol Umikudash. What does it mean, Dover Shebekdusha? Dover Shebekdusha, the Rosh has a new parish, not Pshat, matters of holiness, but in any matter in which he can appear holy. Umeforash, like we've been saying, sheinyano ma shenera mechamat hanaga, vehanera shetzarich liyot mize, hu heyoto gadol umekudash la'avodat hakorbanot. That this inyan of being mekadish hakohen is the way we relate to him, in such a way that he is shown to be a gadol and mekudash, and therefore he's going to be the one bringing the korbanos. But he has to be shown to be gadol umekudash. Gidden 59b, the Gemara brings the pasuk of Ikidashto, L'chol Dvarim Shebekdusha, and then the Brisa of Tamid Be'er Yishmael, L'chol Dover Shebekdusha, L'ftoach Rishon, etc., etc. Rashi there writes, Amari de Gezach, V'kidashto is kies v'goymer. Ma Rashi rotze, in other words, Rashi is quoting the Hemshech of the pasuk. V'kidashto kies lachem lakechu makrif. Ma Rashi rotze, v'kvarim kashu b'ze, v'ma ramshif, ובדרישה באורחיים בסויף סימן קופלה מדהי עין שם, ובתשוב הסקסב סויפר אורחיים סימן תסבוב. זה מה בואי רשי בזה, מה רשי רוצה? אז לפי דברינו, אפשר לומר כך, רשי is coming to explain, that that it says לכל דבר שבקדושה, it does not mean שהדבר שבו מתכבד הכהן, that what you're being מכבד the Kohen with, is a דבר שבקדושה. But rather what it means is, לכבד, you're giving him כבד, through which he will become גדול and מקודש. Like we saw from the Rosh. And that's what Rashi adds, וקידשתו, is referring to the Kohen. As it says, Ki eslechem elokechu makriv, that it's referring to the Kohen. In other words, Rashi is telling us, the vikidashto doesn't mean, it's not referring to the holy things that you do, but it's referring to sanctifying the Kohen. It's mityaches to the person, to the gavra, to the Kohen. Ki eslechem elokechu makriv. And memela, anything you do to make the Kohen choshev, even if it's not in matters of holiness, but you're making him choshev, so that is a kiyum of vikidashto. It's klape the Kohen, it's vis-a-vis the Kohen, and not what you are doing for him. The Dover doesn't have to be a Dover Shebekdusha. So that's maybe Pshat and Rashi. Vayin Betumim, Simen Tesvav, Sivkot Gimel, who's Miyashev, the Hashmata of the Poiskim, שלא הביאו לפתוח ראשון בדינו של כהן עם אחר. Why do the poskim asks the tumim omit the din that when there's a din for a kohen and there's a din for someone else, you first judge the kohen. Mitzad v'kidashta. Just like you have this din by a Talmud Chacham, you also have this din by a kohen. So why do the poskim omit this? So the Tumim says that this din of the kohen is called a dover shebekdusha. And what dover shebekdusha yesh b'hakdom is divrei rivois? What dover shebekdusha is entailed in hakdom is divrei rivois and being mocked in the kohen in the matters of quarrels? Ayin sham b'divrei atumim. So therefore, that's why the poskim omit it, because there's nothing holy about putting him first in din. He's arguing with Yenim, who gets the $100,000? That's not holy. So Mimela, this din doesn't come first. But based on what we said from the Rosh, no, in the Zemakom, that Tumim is not correct according to the Rosh. Because the Rosh says, Shalakol Davash Gushani Shira Godal Makush, you have to show that he's Choshev, he's great, he's holy. So if you're makdim him in anything, there's a kiyum in that. So memeila, it's not correct to say that in din, since there's nothing holy about it, the kohen doesn't come first. No, you're makdim him even things that aren't holy, because you're showing that he's holy. And therefore he comes first, you're giving him the kavod that he deserves. Others ask about being Poitech Rishon B'Seuda. What's the Davar Shebekdusha? If you give him the first mana Yafa, you give him the first mana, give him the first portion, what's holy about that? Maybe it means Sudas Mitzvah. Maybe it means no. Maybe it means that you're just even Lito Mana Yafa Rishon, even being Poitech Rishon B'Seuda, even that is showing that the coin is holy, even though it's not per se, it's not an act of holiness, but it doesn't matter. Because all you're trying to do is show that the coin is special. It doesn't matter how you do it. It doesn't matter whether it's a Davar Shebekdusha or not a Davar Shebekdusha. V'raya gdola l'ma she'amarnu me'amavuar b'tosefta b'sanedrin v'perek dalet halakha alef ish machoket rabbanan v'rabbi Yehuda. And bathe with others in the presence of others. According to back then, they didn't have today like you have private showers. Back then it was a public bathhouse. So today in mikvahs, right there. If not everyone has their own mikvah, you have to share with the community. So according to the Rabbanon HaRashus Biyodoi, Lerchotzim Acherim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. It says Vikidashtoi. So there's no, he can't, Baal Korcho, he can't wash with others. The Meshech Chochma, the beginning of Parshas Emor, is also discussed by Rabbeinu, the Ber Miriam and Chelek Aleph, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Ois Aleph, explains their machlokes that according to the Rabbanon, there's no special din v'kidashtoi and the Kohen Gadol above the din of the kidashtoi of a Kohen Hedyot. That would ask him to bathe with others, therefore he's allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a special din of a kiddushto on the Kohen Gadol, even the Gabe the other Kohanim, and therefore he can't be Moichel on his covet. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaMeshech Chochma, beginning of Parshas Emor. Chlokas is, does the Kohen Gadol have a special status? According to Tanakama, the Rabbanon, he doesn't, therefore he could be Moichel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he does. And therefore, he can't be Michael. However, it's well known what the Ran writes in the fourth parak of Megillah, Yudalad Midape Harif, that the Ikar Vikidashto is on the Kohen Gadol in relationship to other Kohanim. Just from that, we learn that the Kohen Hedyot is also fitting to be more sanctified than the average Jew. Ayin Sham Uber Sheva Baharius, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Uve Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Reis Samich Tes, Uve Cheshik Shloimei Benidorim Bedaf Samich Beis Veoid. Vinei ledas haran, that v'kidashto is said about a kohen gadol, and from there you learn also about a kohen hedyot. So we see that it's not a special chiyuv of kavod that was said to the Kohen Gadol. Otherwise, why is it shaykh to a Kohen Hedyot? Befrat, we see that a Kohen Gadol has a special din kavod. Like the Rambam talks about Barichus in the fifth parak of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Ayin Shem. What does that have to do with the Kohen Hedyot? As mevoar shevikidashtoi ain't no din shel chiyuv kavod. It's a mistake. Vikidashto is not a chiyuv kavod. Vikidashto is a chiyuv havdol al dei Yisrael. ובזה אם ישנו הבדולה של כהן גדול משאר הכהנים, מחמת היותו מובדל מהם, על ידי הווייתו ככהן גדול. There's a chiyuv to separate, for the Israelim to separate the kohen. That's the chiyuv. And therefore, if there's a chiyuv to separate the Kohen Gadol, because he's special, there's also a chiyuv to separate the Kohen Hedyot, because he's special. So that's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is on both of them. We have to separate the Kohen Gadol in his way, and we separate, he has different dinim, we separate the Kohen Hedyot in his way. He has his dinim. But the Yesod HaDin is to separate the coin. So you see from this Ran, the Ran says that if a Kiddashto was said about a coin Gadol, and from that you learn about a coin Hedyot, so it's not a special Chiyuv of Kavod. If it was a Chiyuv of giving specific Kavod, it has nothing to do with the coin Hedyot. Coin Hedyot has different dinim of Kavod. But the point is to separate them. And even if you don't say like the Ran, that the Iker Chiyuv is on the Kohen Gadol, and then it just branches out to the Kohen Hedyot, and there's already a lot of people asked on the Ran. In the Pasuk, it's talking about a Kohen Hedyot, Mehechi Tesi, that it's talking about a Kohen Gadol. It is discussed by the Be'er Shev and the Hor Gever, and the Hor Yasid Beis and the Beis, Minchas Chinuch, Reish Samach Tes, V'oid, V'oid. Nevertheless, there are Shitas, like we see, B'divrei Rabbi Yehuda B'Tosefta, that there's a din v'kidashtoi and a special anhaga with the Kohen Gadol, even though the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. So even if you don't say like the Ran, that v'kidashtoi is talking about a Kohen Gadol, and then from there branches out to Kohen Hedyot, because again, that's not Pashpshat in the Pasuk. Nevertheless, there are special dinim of anhaga with the Kohen Gadol, even though the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. So you see that the Iker Din is to be Mekayim the Havdolos HaKohanim Lufi Madrigosim. She Gedoyle Mishar B'nei Levi. That the Kohanim are on a higher Madriga than the B'nei Levi. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a Havdolah between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot.
But it's not a specific din of giving them kavod. Because they have different dinei kavod. The din is lahavdil. And how are you mavdil them? The Kohen Gadol in one way and the Kohen Hedyot in a different way. In the Pashtus, Rabbanan wouldn't argue with that. Rabbanan say he has rishus to be moichel. Kohen Gadol has rishus to be moichel. So the Meshech Chachma says, because there's no special din of Kiddush on the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it's like a Kohen Hedyot can bathe with others, so to the Kohen Gadol. But even Chachamim agree that it's a din of Havdalah. You have to be Ma'abdi, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. They just hold it's the same Havdalah. They can both be Mochel on the Rechitza. My Shane Kainberg Yehuda says he can't. It's a different type of Havdalah, but at the end of the day, it's a Havdalah. Velule de Mistafina. If we wouldn't be afraid, then we can say the following. Tosis writes in Chulin Daf Pezayin Dibar Maschil V'Chivu in the Rosh over there, in the Tur in Yeridea and Simon Chof Ches B'Shem Rabbanei Chizkiya. See there in the Beis Yosef, Shemisha Amad Likol Rishon B'Torah B'Mokod Koyin. Somebody who chaps Rishon instead of the coin doesn't have to pay the Asara Zehuvim for taking away the mitzvah. Because that we darshan in the Dorim of Samach Beis, V'kidashto, L'chol Dovisha, V'kidusha, L'ftoich, Rishon, etc. That we darshan in the Gemara, that the coin goes first. F'toich Rishon, L'varich Rishon, V'litol Manayafa Rishon. F'toich Rishon, Rashi says, Likra B'sefer Torah. Agav Litol Mani Yafir Rishon, Rashi there says, Kishcholik Imecha B'kwana B'lechem Aponim, which is a Darvish B'kdusha. It's interesting. Not talking stam about a meal, even though when I have guests, I'm always makbid. Try to be makbid to give the Kohanim first. Akol Aponim, this Indian of letting the coin make the bracha first is an asmachta. Asmachta, and therefore you don't have to pay the 10 zehuvim for snatching his mitzvah. So b'pshitus, what they mean is that the din of v'kidashto is not a chiyuv min haTorah, and so understood b'pshitus in the tshuvas ha'ma'arik in Siman Tes. However, the Beit HaBach in Yerudah in Siman Chof Ches is already tamea, and the Magen Avraham in Siman Reishav, Siv Kandal, void. It's lehedya neged the sugya in Gittin and Dafnun Tes on the base. The Gemara asks in the Salka Daito that it says in the Mishnah that a coin is koyer rishon b'nei darkei shalom. I doy raisa the tana the rabbi shmuel v'kidashto of doach rishon. The Gemara already tells us that it's Daraisa. The Gemara disabuses us from the notion that it's a din de Rabbanan. The Gemara says, how can the commission say that it's only a din de Rabbanan? Nedarke Shalom, the coin goes first. It's Daraisa. That's a very difficult ma'arik and way to understand these Rishonim, that it's only the Rabbanim, and the Gemara says it's Daraisa. And then Magen Avraham adds, we see from all these type of mitzvahs, Chazinu b'chol min mitzvah shemanu etzeh b'pshitus. B'chol moni ha-mitzvah shemanu etzeh b'pshitus, b'chol minyan ha-mitzvahs. The moni ha-mitzvahs enumerated, like the Rambam, In the minyan mitzvahs, and Eichi Teisi, you're going to tell me it's the Rabbana. How can you say it's only an asmachta? Shemeod. Fi dvarenu afshar lomar kach. First, we have to ask another kasha. Shrei gam im ze rak asmachta, but it's still a mitzvah Rabbana. And Teisus himself says that in a mitzvah Rabbana you pay the 10 zehuvim. Ein b'shach b'chol shen mishpat simin shen pei beis sif katan gimel, the ktsois there in sif katan aleph, the pischei tshuva in sif katan aleph. So in the derabanan you also pay the 10 zehuvim. But mazel zelano that's only in a smachta, it's still the derabanan. Maybe you'd have to pay the 10 zehuvim to snatch the rishon from the coin. Gazal mitzvah derabanan. B'chein yesh ledaktik, why tos is only relating to a dibrei b'shmol that's in the darim samach beis? And not from these same self-same Rabbi Yishmael, which is in Moed Katan Chof Ches on the Beis that came first. and Gittin and Tess Amid Beis, and Harias Yid Beis Amid Beis. Why chap the later Rebbe Yishma if you have the earlier Rebbe Yishma? Another kasha. The Mordechai in Chulin brings this in the name of the Riva. Tosfos brings it in the Marik brings the name of Tosfos Stam, like we have it in Tosfos Chulin. It's only in Asmachta. And the name of Ahari ben Avram, in other words, the Riva, the Marik brings that he brings a Machlokes Yerushalmi and Gittin, if it's Dorais Derabanan, and he says the Ri ben Avram, the Riva, says that it's Do'eraisa. He says the Tosfos is not like that. So it comes out then that the Mordechai writes in the name of the Riva that it's Derabanan. And the Ma'arik brings the name of the Riva that it's Do'eraisa. Hello, Davru. Nimsa Divrei Riva Soitim Es Atzman. According to the Ma'arik, it's Do'eraisa. Maybe it's a different Riva. Maybe Rabbi Yitzhak ben Avram isn't. It's, one is Yitzhak ben Avram, the other is Yitzhak ben Asher. Also in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale, or Chaim Simon Memhei, he's to man the Rivosh in the Tshuvas in Simon Samuch Dalet, Tzadi Dalet, that according to everybody, Kulei Alma is a mitzvah say deraisa v'kidashto, v'hechel im einoi midivrei ha-toises v'arosh. How did he ignore places in the Rosh who hold this only in Asmachta? How can you say everyone holds their Rabbanan? So the Yehuda Yale lives of the Tzarechim Gadol. As Bikitzur Anachon B'tzarot Tzurot. As one of my Rebbeim used to say, Higanu L'Shokat Shfura. As Mizenira, Shavadai L'Kulei Alma HaMitzvahi Mideoraita. Really? The mitzvah is Daraisa. Like the Rivash says, L'kulei alma it's Daraisa. Lulei de mistafina. Heino oimun. L'kulei alma it's Daraisa. Aval ein zed din klal shel hakohen. It's not a din on the kohen. It's a din on us, as we spoke about earlier, the previous year. That the Yisrael has to be mavdilim. V'gam zeh eino chiyuv al etzem netinat hakavod shezeh olai yanoten lo zchud lekabel kavod zeh. And it's also not a chiyuv on the nesinas hakavod, because then we'll maybe give him a zchus to give him this kavod, like by tztaka and other areas v'ein kanamakom. Elo rak chiyuv al hamashma'ut haba'a mitoch ha-ma'aseh. It's a chiyuv on the meaning, on the narrative that emerges from one's actions. And that has nothing to do with the Schus Lios Rishon. It's a din on the Yisrael. L'kiyum chiyuvo la'abdil es ha-koyhanim. In other words, what if there was a Schus that was coming to the Kohen that the Kohen deserved, so if you take it away, you have to pay the Kohen. But it really has nothing to do with the Kohen. It has to do with us, the Yisraelim, showing the Kohen honor, showing that he's special. Not the etzim honor that he gets, but what comes out from that he's special. So if somebody chaps that from the Kohen, you're right, he was mevatel his own mitzvah of being mavdil the Kohen, but he didn't take anything from the Kohen. He didn't take anything that the Kohen deserved away from him. Because this isn't something the Kohen goes on, so it's not a right that the Kohen has. Like maybe a poor person would have the right to receive tzedakah. It's not a right of the Kohen. It's our obligation, but he didn't take anything away from the coin. So why should he have to pay? He didn't take anything away from the coin. However, let us take a look at the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, "Amar Rav, Shari Letzur V'Darabanim Meimam, Mutar L'Tamit Chacham Lomar But I'm a Talmud Chacham, so I want you to judge me first. Tichsiv ubnei David kohanim ayu, ubnei David kohanim. They were mishavet Yehuda. The pasuk means that they were Talmidei Chachamim, shedinam kekohanim. Uma kohen noitel barosh, just like Kohen gets the first food. So too, Talmud Chacham noitel barosh. And how do we know you're makdim a kohen? Because it says, "V'kidashto ki aslechem elokecha u'makriv tana de beri Yishmael, v'kidashto l'chol davar shebekdusha l'ftoach rishon, u'levarich rishon v'leitol mana yafer rishon." Ad kan midivrei ha'gemara be'eruvin, v'zeh mod mashmaoti. Why? Because we see that the Gemara there is talking about a schus of a Talmud Chacham to be Toiveya. It says that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to say, "I'm first." And the Gemara compares that to a Kohen. Just like a Kohen is Naitel Barosh, he gets the food first, so to the Talmud Chacham also. So there we're talking about their right to demand first, to be served first. Ah, so if it's talking about a Talmud Chacham and his right to be served first, and it's derived from a Kohen, you see it is a schus of the Kohen. It's not just our obligation to separate the Kohen, it's the rights of the Kohen himself. And on that, oh, if it's the rights of the Kohen himself, there you have to pay the Asara Zehuvim. That's why the Gemara Dafka, we asked, why Tosis only relates to Rabbi Yishmael and Nedarim about the Asara Zehuvim, that he can demand Asara Zehuvim. Because that Rabbi Yishmael and Nedarim is talking where the Kohen has a Schus Tviyah, he could be Toveah, that he's first. And on that, the Rivar writes, that no, that's an Asmachta Ba'alma. When we have a Yafus of a Talmud Chacham to a Kohen, the Din of Talmud Chacham is a completely different Din. It's a Schus, but not by a Kohen, and therefore Midai Raisa, he's a Kohen, that there's a mitzvah of a Kiddashto by a Kohen, but he doesn't have a schus, not the Rabbanan and not the Raisa, and therefore he doesn't get his Asara Zehuvim. And for end for Dalek Hashis, why we bring the Gemara Nedarim. It's true that it is really the Raisa, everybody holds his Daraisa, just it seems like it's the Rabbanan. And meaning it's the Rabbanan in this the Rabbanan that Tosi says is right to demand is an asmachta be'alma. So that we have a yalfusa from the Kohen, that's only an asmachta, but that's not really, there's no really din the Rabbanan that a Kohen has a right to demand. The Kamach Chacham, yes, the Kohen, no. And that the Riva writes that Nedarim is an Asmachta Balm, even though the Riva also holds that it's Daraisa. Just the right to demand is an Asmachta the Liman from the Kohen Gadol to the from the Kohen to the Talmud Chacham. That's an Asmachta. And in the Rosh and Chulin there in Perek Zayin Simen Ches Mordechai and Chulin, they bring the Riva in Tosfos and conclude the asmach the mamakol lito yonder yafrisham then yochel ligvoisa beveizdin. Ah, tazai. So you see here we're talking about the what's an asmach, the being able to be toiveya ligvois beveiz, not his, the fact that he could be toiveya, that's an asmach, because but the din doi raisa but the kiddashto is doi raisa. Also the Maram Shik in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in his parish in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ayin Reish. And also in his Chuvis in Arachayim and Tess, he also writes, the Kavanas HaToysis, that they're only talking about that is not Smach, is only in Tashlumin, but otherwise it's Doraisa. אין שם נדחק בזה, אבל דברינו הדברים מבוארים מאוד. So that's Gvaldik. And of course, we still have loads to talk about. And I ask that you stay tuned. לראות עוד נפלאות רבות גדולות ועצומות מתורת השם, והדברים יאירו את עינינו בעזרת השם, וישמחו את ליבנו. And all we have to do is stay tuned. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means and everything we need in order la'avdoi be'emes. And then we should be able to continue the next segment of this shiur. There is so much more incredible Torah to say. So please stay tuned. And I thank you for listening. Ad Heina. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.